Do we need another law? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Marysville Pilchuck High School, large suburban high school north of Seattle, canceled classes this week to give the community time to recover after what happened Friday, when the school's 14-year-old homecoming prince shot two boys, two girls, and then himself. He and one of the girls died in the cafeteria. And everyone is astonished because the kid with the gun, Jalen Freiberg, was not an outcast. He was into sports. He was on the football team. He was the homecoming prince. And he came from a large and respected family. The one red flag seems to be a series of tweets indicating he was angry over what friends say was a relationship with a girl. What happened Friday wasn't what we typically describe as terrorism, but how really is it different from the lone wolf attacks we're endlessly being warned about? Today's schools even drill for it the way my school drilled for nuclear war in the 60s. Here's the good news, though. We already have boots on the ground. The Second Amendment calls them the well-regulated militia. They're the responsible gun owners who truly respect the power of their weapons and who would never allow a .40 caliber handgun to fall into the hands of a thief, a person with mental illness, or a 14-year-old, and who would support punishing any gun owner who did let that happen. If the well-regulated militia took its job seriously, we could probably prevent these tragedies without any new laws. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.